Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by one of the best guys in the world. I'll just say your name and your title.
Hi, Jason. It's Brad Russell from the Washington West Film Festival.
And the festival returns October 21st through the 25th. Lots of exciting things going on and even some new venues this year we'll get into. But first, I want to know, just overview it really quick. Tell me about just how you've survived this whole pandemic thing with the festival. Like, I believe you guys had to postpone last year. So talk about A, how that happened, and like B, how excited you are to finally be back.
Yeah. Oh man, we're super excited. Yeah. You know, last year for everybody was super tough, including us. We just decided we weighed out virtual and all the options and decided that it would really be best to just push our 10th. This is our 10th festival. Punt to 2021. And that came with some heartache, but man, our sponsors and partners have just been terrific through the whole thing. So big shout out to Leidos and Atmosphere Digital. They've been terrific continuing to support us through all of this. So yeah, and here we are. We're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Great. And I know there's a couple new venues this year too, right? I know they just opened some ones that just opened in Northern Virginia. So tell our listeners, maybe if they're used to coming out to Reston Town Center, which is a great spot for it, but explain where all they can go this year for the fest.
Yeah, man. Capital One Hall is officially open now as of like a week ago. And we're super excited to be in Tyson's Corner, in addition to Reston Town Center, in Tyson's Corner at Capital One Hall. That will be all day screenings on Saturday, the 23rd. We're also in Tyson's this year at Showplace Icon, one of the best movie theaters I've ever experienced. It's in the borough in Tyson's. Wow. And they're brand new. They opened actually, Jason, about 8 days before the pandemic closed them down.
Wow.
So they've just reopened. Brand new theaters. We're in Reston Town Center again, our Friday evening screenings. So yeah, we're really excited.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into the lineup. So it kicks off Thursday, October 21st with a big movie from a big auteur, Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch. How exciting are you to open this? You know, that's one of the cool things about Washington West is, you know, we see movies that we know are going to be a big deal come award season, but it's like our first time to see it. I remember Widows a couple years ago. You always get some of those. So how excited are you to open with Wes Anderson's latest?
Yeah. Oh, super excited. And to have a, you know, DC advanced screening, we've known for about 7 or 8 weeks now that we were opening with Wes Anderson's new film. And, you know, he delayed the release of this because of the pandemic. So he's been really excited about this release. It did super well at Cannes. You know, it kind of famously got the 9-minute standing ovation, which that's a funny story, but yeah, we're excited to open the festival with it. That will be at Icon, Showplace Icon in Tyson's Corner. And just a shout out to Founding Farmers. They're catering all of our food this year. They're a new sponsor and they're doing all of our food festival wide. And so that night we'll have a opening night reception afterwards, opening night party. So, you know, anyone who comes on opening night should come hungry.
Well, it sounds like a great opening night and at a great new theater. High praise. You said it's one of the best places you've ever seen a movie, so, and one of the best directors out there, and see his new movie. I mean, what more could you want from opening night? Yep. Cool. And then moving ahead to day two, Friday, October 22nd. I know you got a couple shorts programs, but what are some of the other major things going on Friday?
Yeah, so Friday the 22nd, we're back in Reston Town Center. We've got shorts programs, but then also we've got two double features, and we don't do this often, but super cool. One's a world premiere. Chris Burdish is coming with his film Last Known Coordinates. He's flying in from South Africa, and it's a crazy sort of like Free Solo type film. He sets out in order to raise awareness to underprivileged children in third world countries and helping build schools. He attempts the first ever paddleboard across the Atlantic Ocean. Wow. Sounds really silly, but it's actually a really inspiring film. And, you know, something else we're doing on Friday that day, we've just started a new partnership with Loudoun County Schools. And we're going to announce that Friday at Light Ridge High School, which is a new high school in Loudoun. And Chris Burdish, the subject of the film, will be at Light Ridge High School. And we're going to do two screenings and announce, officially kick off, this new Loudoun County High School 5-minute short film program that we're going to be adding next year to our festival.
Cool. So, yeah, I assume that the high schoolers in future years will make shorts, and then they'll be able to have a chance to screen at the festival.
Yeah. And win two official awards, presented by our jury, best student short film and best student short director. Yeah. So, we're excited about that. Hey, another mention on a Friday night film is The Shoulders of Giants. Quinn Early was a well-known football player, had a great career in the NFL. He is directing now, and directed a film about Frank Holbrook, who was the first African-American athlete in the state of Iowa. He played for the Hawkeyes in 1896, and it's kind of a pave the way for future athletes kind of story. Really inspiring documentary. That's also on Friday night. So we've got some, I would say Friday nights are inspiring documentary night.
Sounds like it. And, that a lot of football fans in there are going to be really into that Quinn Early thing.
We've got another. Gerard Butler is in a documentary where he decides to go visit and serve with his mom's favorite nonprofit, and called Mary's Meals. And he ends up in some third world countries. And it's one of these kind of tearful, inspiring films about how we all get kind of busy in our own life, but there's a world out there that really needs some help. And Gerard Butler, man, he is just a class act. So that film, Love Reaches Everywhere, is also Friday night.
Oh yeah. Having interviewed Gerard Butler, he's one of the like most down to earth, coolest guys. Of course he's doing stuff like this.
Yep.
Great. And then Saturday, I know it kicks off with, you're doing something a little different with a retro screening, but I am all about it because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's a Wonderful Life. It is amazing. Why did you decide to go with this? Obviously it's an anniversary year, but man, it is just going to be the way to get us in a positive mood after this depressing pandemic, right? I mean, this movie is the one.
Yeah. And what a way to kick off our partnership with Capital One Hall. That's our opening film Saturday morning, the 23rd. You don't get to say 75th anniversary screening every day.
Right.
Okay. So, it's one of everybody's favorite movies. It's on the top 10 list always, for best films. And so, it's going to be kind of a family. I know the team has told me there's going to be family treats and Christmas cookies and hot chocolate, that kind of thing. So this is definitely a family screening we're offering during our festival this year. So, and then throughout the day, we've got some really great films that I'm super excited about. 5 Years North brings back to our festival again our great friends, Chris and Zach. They went number one on Apple the day that we opened with their film Living on One. I think that was 2014 or 2015. And they've just become really big documentarians in Hollywood. They follow for 5 years Luis, a 16-year-old boy who crosses the border. Wow. His father gets stopped, but Luis crosses the border. And it's a really interesting, very open-minded story about a kid who makes it into the United States as an immigrant, undocumented, and an ICE agent who is just really intriguing. She's following the story, but she's also a Cuban American immigrant. And so there's a lot of mixed emotions on both sides about how this whole immigration thing, it's a complex story. And this documentary really captures that well. So it's not political. It just shows two sides. It's a great film, and I'm kind of giving maybe too much away. We've also got A Crime on the Bayou. This brings back Nancy Bierski. She was the director of our HBO film on our very first opening night 10 years ago, The Loving Story. And A Crime on the Bayou is the third film that really shows just some inequality in the 1960s Gary Duncan was wrongfully incarcerated for breaking up a fight between a white kid and a black kid. He was a high school student. And a D.C. lawyer leaves D.C. to go to New Orleans and defend him. A really great, great story. That's also on Saturday. And then we close with Mission Joy. Some never-before-seen footage about the friendship, the really close, endearing friendship between Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. And a lot of laughter. It has a lot to do with the world that we're in today and a lot of division and how these two different people who think differently about a lot of different aspects of life have such a great, close friendship. So we're closing with that, and Founding Farmers again is a part of our closing night. And we'll also be on the rooftop. Capital One Hall has a stellar rooftop beer garden. So we're going to take the party up there for on closing night. That's Saturday night. So a full day.
Wow. That sounds great. Everyone, definitely don't miss that closing night. It sounds like a nice uplifting note to end on. Well, cool. So that's technically, you know, that's closing night, because that's your last, you know, I guess weekend evening you can have a closing night. But then there's also some other stuff on Sunday and Monday too, like some shorts and things like that.
Yeah, you know, the big thing on Sunday that we always get excited about is the George Mason University Student Showcase. Their faculty chooses every year the best, you know, 7 or 8 films, and then we screen them, and then we select, our jury selects the best university student film. Monday night, we really close out the festival with our annual free screening at the Reston Community Center. This is The Blackest Battle. It's a hip hop musical. Sounds really fun. I have not actually seen this one yet, but I'll be there that Monday night. Can't wait for that screening. And I want to just mention really quickly, we're extending our 10-year celebration into 2022. And we've confirmed, we're announcing Ty and Tony. It's our Ty and Tony event. Our dear friends, Ty Burrell and Tony Hale, are coming back, and it's going to be a hilarious night. We think it's going to be at Capital One Hall in Tyson's. They're going to help us continue our 10th birthday celebration.
When will that be? In early 2022?
Yeah, 2022. In conversation with Ty and Tony. Should be a really, really fun night. Hey, and Jason, you know, what's unique about us is we give every penny of our box office to helping at-risk children. So we couldn't be happier. We've got 4 stellar partners. I'm just going to mention them real quick. The Evans Home for Children in Winchester. Blueprint is a brand new nonprofit in Baltimore that we just are in love with. Virginia's Kids Belong, a foster program in the state of Virginia that does just amazing, inspiring stuff for kids. And then the Children's Inn at NIH Hospital. These are our 4 recipients of our box office dollars this year. And all of that is to say that when our audiences come to Washington West, when you buy a ticket to the Washington West Film Festival, those funds are used to do something amazing.
Oh yeah. And for that reason right there, there's no better film festival to support than Washington West Film Fest, because like Brad just said, you know, every penny, everything that you spend on a ticket or anything is going to go to these great causes, these 4 charity partners that he just listed. And not to mention, you get to see some really cool films in the process. So
yeah,
it is, I remain in awe of what you've built with this thing, and congrats on 10 years now. I guess I can't say when I'm putting the piece together, I guess we got to say 10 years. I can't say 10th annual because we skipped last year, but well, I'll say it's the 10th festival, right? That's how I word it.
Yep. Okay. And you know, we're super honored. You know, USA Today named us a top 10 festival in North America. We're still kind of pinching ourselves over that one. So we're celebrating 10, even though we skipped last year. There's a lot of 10s to celebrate. And so it all kicks off on October 21st.
So everybody head over to www.filmfest.com for all the information. Again, it's the Washington West Film Festival. It runs October 21st through the 25th in Virginia. Hey, Brad, thanks so much. I appreciate everything you do at the festival. I appreciate you as a human. Keep up the good work.
Jason, man, you're the best. Really, really great to talk again.
All right. Be well, my friend.
You too.